Rising up from the cornfields of the Midwest, a new voice is being heard. We are taxed like no others. From a state synonymous with corruption, producing convicted felons from our governors at unprecedented rates.
As the former Illinois governor, Rod Blagojevich,
prison tonight. George Ryan begins a 6.5-year prison.
Coming to you from Peoria, Illinois, this is the Liberty Plays podcast. Hosted by everyone's favorite downstate Illinois Libertarian chapter, the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria. Featuring news, commentary, and interviews with local, state, and national libertarians working to make a difference for everyone. Welcome to the show.
The Liberty Plays podcast contains opinions and commentary from the hosts and guests that may educate, illuminate, or offend. You may or may not like what they say. The editorial views of this podcast do not represent the official position of the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria and should not be quoted or rebroadcast as such.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Liberty Plays podcast. This is Eric Stahl, your host, and I want to introduce everybody around the table, starting with the person to my left.
Hi, my name is Dana Olson.
My name is Derek Evans.
Joshua Smith.
I'm Donnie Henry.
Jacob Irish.
That's a pretty good table. We actually removed ourselves from the monthly meeting and came back to the Liberty Tower.
Liberty Tower in downtown Peoria.
Yeah, I got hit up by a bum tonight. Did you, Jacob?
I got hit up by a bum too.
Beautiful downtown Peoria.
Beautiful downtown Peoria. We do have bums though.
He told me he's not here to hurt me, and I said, I'm not worried about that.
We come
he asked me for $10, and I said, no.
So I feel like that's that guy that's like, what are you going to do, stab me? And then he gets stabbed.
Yeah.
Like that.
I'm more afraid of whatever Jake was going to do to him as far as pulling out. Anyway, the meeting tonight was at Seasons Gastropub in Morton, Illinois, and we had a great turnout, but that room is really loud. We've done a couple podcasts from there in the past, and we decided to retire to the tower. And Donnie, maybe fill everybody in on who showed up tonight.
Yeah, super exciting. This is the first time we've done it. It was a cross-chapter meeting. It was the McLean County Libertarians and the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria, and we all were here for a guest speaker who's actually going to be our keynote speaker at the convention this weekend, Joshua Smith. So everybody showed up. He had a little meet and greet and got to have some one-on-one combos with everyone. I thought it went pretty well.
Kind of scared some ladies away. Immediately when you start talking, do you see those ladies bail out from us?
Did they? No.
Right there at the bar. Liberty is not for us, apparently.
I guess not.
Liberty does not play for those two ladies.
Yeah, well, that's a
get out of here.
No, it was good. So we got a couple topics tonight. The convention is obviously one of them, and Josh being a keynote. And we got coronavirus.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the thick of it. The fact that we got together tonight and there was, what, 20 people there?
20 people.
If this happened next week, there'd probably be zero people.
I know it.
Yeah.
Well, and so that's the question that we put up to the group. Do you think that this is this media hysteria? Should we be afraid? Should we be stopping our lives for this?
Should we do a McGulkin group? Dana, what do you think?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. Okay. I don't think it's media hysteria. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually a legitimate cause. We are, again, exponential growth. We are in the beginning of the bell right now. So, it's starting to go up. It's starting to increase. All it's going to be doing is doubling each day. Mm-hmm. So, for me, it's you got to have the other thing about it is, if you're a healthy individual, not in the at-risk group, it's not really about you right now. It's about you spreading it to people in the at-risk group.
Yeah.
And we don't, unlike the flu, so this has a dramatically more increased death rate than the flu, and unlike the flu, we don't have the flu shot. You can't go to the doctor and take Tamiflu, mm-hmm. anything like that. And so what we're worried about is the hospitals being bogged down more than anything else, and really especially the hospitals and then the service that's going to be happening at the hospitals.
Yeah, I think that's the scariest part.
Exactly.
Pressing on the hospitals. And they talk a lot about, nurses. They can't close the schools because something like 80% of nurses in this country have elementary school age children.
Yeah.
So if their kids can't go to school, they have to stay home. We lose 80% of the nurse workforce, mm-hmm. right on the spot. So
that's two people saying legitimate. Everybody else?
Well, I think part of the problem is when it comes to the media hysteria portion of it is that every year it's been something for the last 20 years.
Yes.
Yeah, so they've cried wolf so many times that now there's so many people who are just like, whatever.
Okay, but has the NCAA tournament
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that there are a significant portion of people who are just kind of
the way I actually had this conversation earlier today was the media hypes up a car crash on 74 even when it's not a fatality.
Yeah.
So
it's their job.
That's literally the job. But to Dana's point, yes, this is serious. It's like when Christopher Columbus came to America, there was a new virus and wiped out the Native Americans, right? Yeah. This is new, and that's where it becomes the real part.
Well, and I want to clarify. I think it's legitimate, but I also think that it is a lot of media hysteria as well. The H1N1 killed 20, 30,000 people in the United States. They didn't mention every single person who died from the H1N1. It is legitimate. You probably shouldn't go visit your grandparents for a month.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably an important thing. I wouldn't go and sing spring Christmas carols to the seniors at the
nursing home. Probably a good call.
But wash your hands. Don't put your hands in your mouth. Don't stand too close to people's faces. There's a way we can prevent the spread without this mass hysteria and shutting everything down.
Funny, Dana.
And so,
on your note of the schools and like nursing homes, like I was talking with a friend in Bloomington that they have actually switched to online classrooms for the Bloomington schools, and they have actually shut down the nursing homes and made sure that like there's no visitors whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So,
but at the end of the day, we're gonna get, if it's as bad as they're saying, we're going to
Everybody's
get exposed by it.
Yeah.
We will all know someone who has that gets it. Maybe one of us. Hopefully not, but. At the end of all this, we will all have known someone personally.
Unless it's like SARS, infected. And April rolls around and the heat
dries up.
The sun goes
No, that's what happened with SARS.
But like at the same time, we didn't have this. It wasn't like this with SARS. Like people, like all these events weren't shutting down.
No,
we didn't have
they
this,
didn't create the mass hysteria through the media.
And
but
so that's the question. We don't really know. In the
SARS was almost just as bad.
Well, let's look at Italy right now. Okay,
true.
So like right now, I know that like with China, it's hard to compare because we don't necessarily have accurate numbers, and they have like this dramatic authoritarian state.
And they've flattened the curve there completely.
But that's also they've done it because of the authoritarian state. So they've just like arrested people. Like it's been very right there.
But
Italy is like a better, I think, representative because like yes, they don't have a great infrastructure, but their hospitals are so overcrowded right now, and they're just trying to cancel the like travel, and they're having a hard time doing it.
A big problem with Italy as well is they're like number four as far as elderly populations in the
world.
Yeah,
they're very, very old.
So like over one third of their population is over 60 years old. Yeah. Also, the healthcare system is much smaller than what we have in America. They live on top of each other. They share wine and bread, and they're constantly sitting around round tables.
They're very touchy.
Hands all very touchy. They kiss each other on the cheeks. Yeah. They kiss hands.
So weird.
They hold hands in public. You know, I was going there.
Canceled. I wanted some of that.
And they're also their population is very dense in a much smaller area than the United States. So. Yes, that's going to spread faster in those conditions, and those factors add to that. It's the same thing with China. China is the same way. They
Korea.
Live on top of each other. They eat with their hands, you know. Yeah. And America, I think that it's going to spread here. Yes, obviously, it's proving that it will, but I think the spread will be much slower. The death toll will be much smaller.
Do you think the excitement got rolling because China was covered it up so much, even though people knew it was coming out of China? China kept saying, no, don't worry, we got this handled.
Sure.
And the fact they let it get so out of control is probably what started the panic in the first place.
Yeah, that's
a combination of that. It's an election year. Like everything gets capitalized.
Politicized.
Had China been truthful about the thing from the get-go.
I mean, but what did you expect?
China.
Welcome to America in 2050.
If Trump is able to completely flatten the curve here in the United States and stop the spread of this disease, he's going to be revered as a hero.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he doesn't, the Democrats are going to use it against him. So it's going to be politicized regardless.
Josh, I think you said it earlier. I think the way that this hysteria goes is the way that Tom Hanks goes.
Yeah.
If Tom Hanks lives,
the whole
good.
Thing hinges on Tom Hanks and his wife
Rita.
If Tom Hanks recovers, everyone's going to calm down.
Yes.
If Tom Hanks dies, it will be the level of mass hysteria we have never experienced in the United States.
Yeah. Everybody's going to go crazy.
And he's in Australia. He's not even here.
Yeah.
That is so scarily true.
It's a great movie.
But it is. I made a comment.
He shouldn't have left that island with Wilson.
No. Yeah. I made a comment.
There's so many memes, though. Don't travel with Tom Hanks.
What's that?
Because he always gets
the big hysteria will happen when someone famous gets it.
If Tom Hanks goes, we're losing it.
Tom Cruise is next.
From a libertarian standpoint, like now is one of those moments where people tend to try to lean towards the government and give up that freedom.
Yeah.
Because it's in the name of health.
Call me in, baby.
Very cautious of
far that. Far be it the government to let a nice...
That has me the most fearful, is that people will allow more government because of this situation.
Far be it for the government to use a national crisis to gain themselves more
That's never
power.
Happened.
No.
And
the sad thing is, that the majority of this country literally said, okay, yeah, we're all going to die. Let's give all our rights to the government, buy all the TP at Costco, and set in our house for the next 6 months.
Oh, like, my God.
What?
Well, okay, actually, Trump just had this press conference where he was, like, banning, like, European travel.
Sure. Yeah.
And he said this phrase, which is like, oh, my gosh, it got me, where he was like, oh, we're going to marshal in protection. And I'm like, interesting choice of words.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, martial law, are you trying to imply something or start to, like, integrate that word into our system, you know, like, those things?
Am I wrong, though, but the UK is not on that list of European
Right?
UK.
So, right?
It's an island. It's not part of the
UK. So the UK has... I don't think they even have any cases yet at all.
Yes,
no,
they do.
Yeah, they do. I thought the prime minister, like the health prime minister,
they have a train that goes right to France.
It's very small, though.
But either way,
very, very small.
Everybody
even if it hits
like,
them, can you? I mean, they're.
But again, it's always the reported cases.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you have to think about. That these are just
how many people
cases.
Just toughed it out. You know,
the truth of the matter is,
like, oh, I had a cold.
Yeah,
was it actually?
The truth of the matter is that it has like a 99.7% survival rate.
Yeah.
Unless you're over 70.
Unless you're over... Well, and here's the thing. So I did the whole breakdown.
Yeah.
40 to 50, it's like a 1.1% chance that you might die. It jumps at 50 to like 3.6... Or 60 to like 3.6. 60, sorry, not 50. Over 60, it jumps to like 3.6, 3.8%. Over 60, and it gets kind of hazy as far as were those underlying health issues after 60 or 70. But we know that 80, it jumps to like 14%.
Yeah, I mean, I think at that age, there's underlying health conditions.
Correct.
Even if you don't know
there's diabetes, there's heart disease, there's, you know, arterial sclerosis.
Is that globally in the U.S.?
So globally, there's a 99.7% survival rate. This thing, look, if the flu had started right now, we wouldn't be seeing anything different. It'd be the same exact thing as the actual flu, but we've dealt with the flu for so long that our body has antibodies.
Yep.
We have vaccines. We have all that stuff.
Yeah, that's why the kids aren't as affected because
they're
getting new antibodies all the time because they haven't been exposed to it.
They haven't even gotten any confirmed cases of any kids under the age of 10.
It's so
none.
Weird.
Zero.
459 cases confirmed in England, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So small. It's tiny.
Yeah, right behind Netherlands and 500, but I mean, we go up to the top. China's 80,000, Italy's 12,000, Iran's 10,000.
In California, or the United States is sitting around
1,600.
It's less than 2,000. Yeah.
Well, we had quite a decision to make. I sat in on a meeting today.
So that's what I was going to say. The convention is the 13th and 14th of March.
Yes.
Today's the 12th. Is there any truth this may have been a conspiracy to shut down your convention?
Well, you know, always the government.
The Illinois convention.
Listen, if you're going to get the coronavirus, what a better day than Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th. Yeah. No, what? Yeah, I think they knew Joshua Smith was there.
It's also
I mean,
my birthday.
It's his birthday.
You know, they're going to take me out.
There's a whole thing. But no, we sat in on it. We thought to ourselves a couple of things. We can cancel this, but we have business to take care of. And at the end of the day, we have to live our lives, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we have things that we've got to do. And the world doesn't shut down for it. We're going to be exposed to it at some point, like Jake said. And I think that
I work in retail.
We're
working the whole time, aren't we, Jake?
And we're libertarians. We're libertarians. We don't let the media dictate how we live our lives. We need to be careful. We need to be vigilant. There are elderly people that won't be coming to the convention. I think it's a good choice.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, be safe. But for us, the young people, let's do this. Let's get the party's business done. Let's nominate our U.S. Senate candidate. Let's nominate our delegates. Let's get this party rolling because liberty can't wait.
And let's get our coronavirus out of the way.
Hell yes.
Do it early. It's like a booster shot.
Have one of those parties like the
chicken pox party.
Have a coronavirus party.
Yep.
And if you listen to the people who have had it talk, it's a mild cold, dry cough, and a fever.
Literally, dry cough
earlier. It's me too. Actually, now everybody is thinking they did. Like everything I do.
Yeah, they talk about the symptoms on TV, and everyone's like, "Oh,
at this table, dry cough, dry."
Guarantee you, I will be hungover on Saturday morning, and I'll be thinking, "I got the coronavirus."
But you will literally have the coronavirus.
Drinks of Corona.
Yeah.
All right. So what's going on at the convention?
So awesome time. So Friday night, we're going to kick it off at six p.m. Registration starts. We are going to have all of the presidential candidates for the Libertarian Party. They're going to have a debate. After the debate, it's going to be a social night, so we're going to have all of them up in the hospitality suite. $10 minimum donation, all you can drink. It will be a great time. You can drink with Furman Supreme. You can drink with Jacob Hornberger. You can drink with Joshua Smith.
Who?
Oh, this guy here.
No, never heard of the guy.
So all of your favorite Libertarian presidential candidates. It is actually a really empowering night because you're with a bunch of people that believe in the message of liberty. So it's a really fun night. If you can get out there, get out there. It's going to be just a fun time. So
yeah, I'm going to effort getting the show out tonight so people can be listening tomorrow.
Well, thank you,
awesome.
Eric.
Yeah.
And then Saturday we have great workshops. We're going to have Adam Schuster from the Illinois Policy Institute talking about how we can beat this the fair tax, the progressive income tax. Josh Fisk will be our keynote speaker. We're going to have
Communicating Liberty.
Communicating
That's the
Liberty.
Speech.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely. And then he's going to raise more money than Larry Sharp did at the last convention.
Well, we're
going to
make this guy talk right
now. Okay. I'll let him talk about that. But exciting day of Liberty. We're going to nominate our U.S. Senate candidate. Right now it's looking like it's going to be Danny Maloff, who's a great guy, really great guy. So just a good day all around.
Awesome.
Yep.
So why would somebody fly in from California to spend a couple days in cold, cold East Peoria? Actually, you're in Peoria now, but you're going over to East Peoria for this whole thing.
You know, I was told that there was Italian beef sandwiches here that were delicious.
Well, they were 4th of July.
I'm running for chairman of the National Libertarian Party, and I haven't put that in my keynote speeches at all. I didn't want to have an unfair advantage being offered these chances to keynote. So my keynote speech is about communicating liberty. I want to pass on the knowledge that I've learned over the last 3 years traveling the country and what has been successful and what hasn't been successful, what you can do in your own community to create more libertarians, that kind of stuff. It's an important message for libertarians around the country to learn. And so if I can help do that, I'm going to do that. And it's nice traveling. You know, I get to meet thousands of people, shake hands. Maybe I'll get the coronavirus out of the way quickly.
Maybe.
But no, it's, you know, I've...
What if you're trapped here?
Yeah, well, I'm going to Iowa.
What if you get it and then just spread it to everybody?
Yeah, well, you're all welcome. I helped you as the vector. I helped you get it out of the way early, and you've now had your booster shot. You shouldn't have it for another 5 years. I think it's an important message, and obviously I want to meet libertarians and delegates and small L libertarians that I can help bring to the party. Like I said earlier, I'm the number one recruiter for the Libertarian National Committee. I brought over 400 national members in since August personally. I've sent 1,000 new members to their state and local affiliates across the country, and we have to keep building on that momentum. And so my traveling around state parties and doing this work helps to continue with that momentum.
So I heard you say earlier at the meeting tonight you've been to 40 states in the recent time here doing this job. Is that right?
Yeah, been about 40 states, and since I started my activism in 2008, I've been to about 33 states since 2018.
Okay. So this is a really broad question, but what are you seeing out there in the field? I mean, what do you see with the activity with the groups?
So it's funny. I talk about every speech I've seen any libertarian, anybody give over the last 4 years always starts with, isn't it a great time to be a libertarian?
Yeah.
But it's true, it is, because there's people all over the country that are getting excited about these ideals, are getting excited about the thought of rolling back an intrusive and overbearing government. And that's what we exist for. We exist to be that apparatus that fights back against this intrusive government. And so people are really getting excited. Normal people, I have normal people that I grew up with that I now see sharing libertarian memes. And, you know, it's a constant thing. It's happening all over the country. I showed up to the Iowa State Convention. They had 120-something people in their room. I showed up to the Nebraska State Convention 2 years or 4 years ago. They had 7 people at their state convention. Two of them were by video conference. This year, they sold out the room.
It's amazing.
It's growing.
Awesome.
The ideology is growing. The movement's growing. The party's growing. And soon enough, they're not going to be able to ignore the growth anymore.
Yeah. You know, and I was telling him, and I you know, in Peoria is kind of an interesting town, and I don't mean to put a segue into this, but, you know, I wrote a chair's message, and you guys will see it in the convention program, but I thought it was important to tell the listeners out there that, you know, Peoria is an interesting town because we actually were founded almost 100 years before the birth of the nation. It was like 1690
really?
Is when we were started.
Yeah.
French explorers came down here and started this whole thing, and the reason they came is because look at the natural resources. We have the river, we've got the woodlands, we've got the farmland. But ultimately, people started moving here, and Peoria was growing to become one of the biggest cities in America. And because we have the San Cody Aquifer below us, we have some of the most natural purified water that's purified by limestone. And so we had a bunch of German and Irish immigrants coming to this area. And when they came here, they knew how to make whiskey, and they were really thirsty. So they made a bunch of whiskey. So, but Peoria became the whiskey capital of the world. And until Prohibition, we were on a trajectory to be one of the biggest cities. Yeah, exactly, Josh. Drink to that. And one of the biggest cities in America. And it became the point where if it played in Peoria, it would play anywhere. And Prohibition ended all of that. Peoria never recovered from that. To this day, we've still been trying to recreate ourselves. We still claim the Whiskey City where we're not anymore. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, Kentucky's got to beat.
Yeah, they do. And but it's one of those things where it's an analogy for America, where government time and time again has beaten down communities and individuals and businesses. And I think that's why it's more important than ever that liberty plays across this country, because liberty is the antithesis to tyranny, and that's what the government's done to us for so long. You know, so I think that is why this convention of all the conventions is so important, especially here in Peoria where liberty plays. And that's all I get to say about
that's
that.
Good stuff. I mean, I kind of thought it was a Peoria City Council maybe in 1670.
Well, they had some issues too, you know. French Explorer, you know, yeah. LaSalle and yeah. All that.
Had to go up to the board and, you know, yeah. Be told he couldn't skin pelts until he was 21.
They couldn't have whiskey in the... yeah.
Liberty creates competition. Competition creates success.
Yep.
And the government is the enemy of success.
Yeah. And so I guess my whole entire point of that is that's why this convention is so important. That's why Josh... running for chair is so important, that we have to have the ability to grow this party, and what he's done with the party is just excellent, Josh. So thank you.
I appreciate it.
All you've done. So
I do it for you guys.
Yes, yes.
And for selfish reasons too, because I live in California where we have no liberty whatsoever, and and I'd like to roll back the state where I live, you know. And so if I can make more liberty around the country, maybe California will start paying attention.
Okay. You still have beaches. You still have sand,
oh,
and you still have mountains, you know, so yeah. You'll have that over Illinois any day of the week, even if the taxes are the same.
Yeah.
Higher. Our taxes are higher, except for the property. You guys got us beating property taxes. Yeah.
Well, we try.
We got to do something.
I mean, our gas is $5 a gallon.
Be number
right
one.
Yeah. Our gas is $5 a gallon right now. Yeah. It's insane.
That and what is it? Our people leaving the state is about the same, too?
We have over 2,000 people a week are moving out of California. It's a mass exodus.
Yeah.
So. Well, corporations, really, it's not so much the people leaving, but the companies are leaving. Yeah. Texas is sucking them out of there. Mm-hmm. Other states that are
Google's talking about leaving.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, Google leaves, we lose 100,000, 200,000 jobs. It'd be insane.
But their stock price would go up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's all that matters. That's the other part that's kind of funny, too, is like some of those corporations actually help create that environment, too, for mm-hmm. the overreach of government sure. in that state. And so...
Well, they lobby for those, right?
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. And the sad thing is they're moving to other states that are like ruby red states, and not that I'm a fan of a ruby red state or a blue state, just want liberty, you know... They're moving, and then, well, we're going to turn this one blue, too. Like,
I'll apologize right now. We messed up Oregon, we messed up Washington, and we're currently messing up at least Austin, Texas, definitely Dallas, Texas as well. I apologize to everyone who lives there for the California plague.
The California.
But, when you say we, I'm like getting scared there. Like, libertarians? What are you talking
no,
about?
So Californians in general. And the thing is like, you know you messed up your state already.
Yeah.
Why would you go and lobby for those same policies in another
state?
State
yeah.
Why would you do that? You're ruining other people's times now. You know?
It
was fine when you lived in your own little West Coast quarantine and you know, it was already been messed up for decades. Now you're ruining Texas?
Yeah.
Of all places, you could put a shotgun in your back window in your truck there. Why would you go there?
Supposedly you don't mess with Texas, but I guess not.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's getting messed with.
They take over cities. They take over cities at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So by the time you know it's happening, it's too late.
Yeah. Wow. We've been talking about the coronavirus. We haven't been talking
about
this one.
The California virus.
It's been under our nose the whole time.
More of a creep. creeper. It's a slow.
Don't worry. It's a slow burn. I want
slow
everyone in the Midwest to know that you do not have to worry about the California virus in the Midwest. They're completely adverse to the cold weather.
Yes.
We have immunity to that virus, yeah. But we have our own corruption.
If you drop below 30 degrees in the winter, you don't got to worry about the California virus. It's over.
Just gotta worry about Madigan and
You got your own problems.
We have a lot of other problems with bankruptcy and there's
at least he'll be dead within 10 years.
Do you think?
Right?
I don't think so.
10 years?
Who's gonna be dead?
Let's talk about 2 months. Coronavirus, right? Yeah.
But I'm not gonna name names because then I'll be dead. But in he
were you talking about
in there some
Clint?
Investigation
Mike
going
Madigan,
on?
Mike Madigan, yeah.
What's that?
In their investigations going on?
There's always more than usual around his people.
Yeah, around his people.
We'll have a successor.
Mike Madigan doesn't use a cell phone. He doesn't use email.
Seriously?
That's how intense
that is how
this guy
made
is.
It.
I mean, that's how shady and criminal he probably is. Yeah. It's funny traveling around the country and seeing the inner workings of governments in different states.
Yeah.
There's some very, very crooked states. Rhode Island is literally run by a crime family.
And
they're called the Chafees. No, I'm just kidding. but New York, they call him the Cuomo crime family. I mean, literally, he does not care about his constituency. He cares about what kind of powerful legislation he can get passed in that state. That's all he cares about. He wants to have that, you know, those notches on his bedpost. We took all the guns. You know, it's insane.
I'm trying to figure out Illinois, because Blagojevich and Pritzker and then now this new mayor of Chicago, none of them really make sense with each other. So there's no, like, grand scheme like New York seems.
Well, and
like.
Now we're going to build a Libertarian Party here, and then you're going to give them a real run for their money.
Oh, yes, we are.
Yeah.
It's coming.
All right. Hey, one thing I want to talk about, and I didn't know anything about this until the night at the meeting at Seasons. Well, I thought this was you, Dana.
Tomorrow,
I will be there at the table for the Mises Caucus. So stop by and we can definitely talk about the Mises Caucus. But we'll definitely have some pamphlets, which also talks about some 2020 endorsed candidates.
Oh.
And it's funny. So I don't know if I have a brochure that I'm showing right now.
There's a
smiling mug on this top. There's brochure with one of these fine gentlemen here. So I don't know if you
looks
want
like
to
an average gentleman.
Looks like a Harvard
fine.
Man. Yes.
Yeah.
That was pre-beard. That was pre-bearded
gentleman.
Yeah. That was actually before I got super involved with national leadership, and so I was still unstressed and young.
He's a little raggedy now.
Now he's seen some things. Now I've seen some shit, man. You know,
But the Mises Caucus has endorsed Joshua Smith and actually Jake Hornberger as well. So,
and I think they're getting ready to endorse possibly John Mons for vice president.
Okay,
as well, so.
Cool.
It's a
cutting edge
talks,
right here.
Yeah.
We're getting brand new knowledge.
Yes. So come on out, guys, tomorrow. We've got a huge event coming this weekend, so we want to see you all out there. Liberty's still playing here.
Hopefully you're listening to this show as you're driving there, okay?
Yes.
All right. That's all I got. Anything else anybody wants to add?
I just appreciate you guys having me.
You need to plug. You have a podcast yourself?
I have all kinds of things, yeah. I did start a new podcast called Break the Cycle with Joshua Smith. The goal is to use comedy and humor to push libertarian ideals into the mainstream. Also to build the Patreon so that should I become the chair of the National Party, we can make this a full-time job.
You'll need moolah.
Yeah, you'll need moolah. And truth be told, I put out 3 episodes of my podcast. We're already bringing in over $200 a month. That's pretty good odds.
That's better than my podcast.
Yeah, I think the goal is to get to $3,500 a month on the Patreon. Then we quit the job, be the full-time chair. We have a full-time chair for the first time in the National Party, somebody who can travel around and lobby for our ideals.
That's the struggle in Illinois. We've been doing this ourselves, so we're like a microcosm of that type of thing, right?
Yep.
Follow me on Twitter. At Joshua at Large, that's where I have a lot of fun on Twitter.
And you
can tag any politician you want to on Twitter. It's great.
And maybe we can be a
really
guest on Break the Cycle, the Liberty Place crew.
Yeah, maybe we can do a Break the Cycle podcast. The cycle. Yeah, if you guys want. Yeah. You gotta be ready for all of my my digs at
Redheads?
Oh, don't
no,
do
I
that.
Love Redheads.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Why was it the first thing you went to?
Excuse me, I'd like to keep my soul.
Have you been thinking this all along?
He's been waiting for the dig.
No, there's actually a picture
what
of me
What just happened?
Online. It's funny that you bring this up. There's a picture of me online at the Tennessee State Convention in 2018 between two gingers, and they say that that's the picture where they stole my soul. So
you got ginger cred now?
Yeah, ginger cred, yeah. I'm trying to help Elaine Jones start a libertarian ginger caucus. So maybe we can get together as well.
You know what? Had enough of this. You know, we are the ultimate minority. There is no minority smaller than the ginger.
Excuse me, the smallest minority is the individual Donnie.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun. True. So, well.
The individual
ginger. How dare you take our libertarian talking
points for
yourself.
How dare you guys.
Gosh, all right. Eric.
All right. Got everything all stirred up. Make sure you come out for the convention. If you don't, follow along on the page. Our Facebook page is Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria.
That's us.
Just follow there. We'll be posting stuff all weekend. And make sure you say hi to Dana. Actually, let's say the goodbyes and tell everybody where we're going to be. I'm going to make it out there Saturday. Okay. So where are you going to be, Dana, all weekend?
I'm going to be at the convention all weekend. I'll be either at the Mises Caucus table or attending some of the events around. But, yeah, make sure to stop by the Mises Caucus. We can talk. We have some fun buttons and pamphlets and a really kick-ass banner.
And if you'd like to talk to Joshua about the Mises Caucus as well, he has a wealth of knowledge on the inner workings of the National Caucus as well, if you'd like.
There it is.
So we'll tag team the
All
Mises
right.
Caucus together.
Very Absolutely. Cool.
I'm planning on being there tomorrow night, hanging out with – I don't get an opportunity to hang out with my little brothers. Very often, they're both libertarians as well.
Cool.
So Christopher and Kyle Evans, and then our other brother, Chris Utke, kind of adopted. So we're all hanging out this weekend and just enjoying, liberty.
I love it.
Very cool. Fun.
I'll be giving the keynote speech at 6:30 on Saturday.
On Saturday,
evening.
Yeah.
I'll be at the suite event tomorrow after the presidential election. Make sure you bring your checkbooks because I'm going to take all your money for the Illinois party. I have a bet with Larry Sharp that I could beat his fundraising numbers all over the country. So you better be ready for me because I will aggressively sell you more than timeshare salesmen.
And Josh, how old will you be tomorrow?
37.
37.
I'm on the downside of my 30s. It's over.
That's the upside here.
Ryan's 13th birthdays are lucky. That's what I've heard.
Every 7 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'll be running around with my head cut off tomorrow. I'm also a ginger, so I won't have a soul. So that's okay.
Are you a ginger? I didn't even notice.
Yeah, but I will also be there with Dana helping out with the Mises Caucus. Yeah. It's a great cause. But we've got some really cool stuff. You guys saw the video. The opening video is going to be crazy. It's going to be involved with everybody from around the state sending videos, Liberty Plays. So it's going to be a really exciting convention, and I'll be there. So stop by, say hi, and talk to this ginger. So.
Yeah.
Libertarian Party Ginger Caucus. Yes. It's coming.
I'm planning to be there both evenings, Friday evening and likely Saturday evening. Try to swing by Saturday during the day. I'm excited for this weekend.
Yeah. Donnie, actually, you and Eve and everybody else done a great job getting this all
Absolutely.
Set up. So
yeah.
If it wasn't for you guys, none of this would be here, right?
Yeah.
By the way, Eve's here. She says, say hi, Eve.
Hi.
Oh, there you go.
She's ever spoken.
Yes. No, but Eve did do a lot of work. And just a shout out to all the convention committee. Just tons of work put into this, but it's all going to pay off and just a lot of good, great activists across the state, so.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well,
that's it for this
Place
month's
podcast.
Episode.
It's Eric
Be sure
Salt.
To
Look
subscribe
to
our show on iTunes,
with you guys,
Google Play, or your favorite
make sure
podcast.
Stop and say hello to everybody at the convention.
For more information on this show or any other subjects we talked about, check out our Facebook page or libertyplays.com. We'll be back next month with more Liberty in podcast form. Remember, kids, taxation is theft.